some quick little sound check. Can you hear us? Can you hear me? Just waiting to hear from you a little bit. I'll just check on the old can. See ya. Oh, it's a bit of delay. Oh, no, it's the headphones are broken. Yeah, I gave these to Simone. See, it's what happens when you sleep with your headphones on. Does anyone else listen to hair dryers and white noise? Apparently, it's very popular. It's not just me, but it's all good. All right, I'm getting rid of this. Okay, so welcome, everybody. And we're very, very, I am very, very happy. Simone. This is Sean Davidson from Focus Promotions, a good friend of mine. And we've been working together for four, five, six, I don't know how many years. Video is jumpy, Simone says. Well, Simone, maybe that's you. Video isn't good. I don't know, it sounds good. Video isn't good. Okay, well, I don't know. Sounds good, video's good. Hopefully it'll sort itself out. I don't know what's happening. We've been having, you look very well, Sean.
Hey, thanks.
That's Chris. Right. Hey, Chris, how you going? Stream status, poor. Error, poor. See, we don't know what happens. We've been trying to, also been trying to promote tonight, and we've just been running into brick walls. Anyway, let's see what happens. I don't know what to do with this bloody thing. Please use a keyframe frequency of 4 seconds or less. Currently, keyframes are being sent often, not being sent often enough, which can cause buffering. The current keyframe is 5 seconds. Oh, here we go. Stream health is excellent.
Oh, well,
all right. So hopefully it's going to come good now. I'll just chop that bit out. So there's so much happening. Simone's just having cheeky time out there. So anyway, we've invited Sean on tonight because we've been threatening it for years, yeah. Really. But it seems like we've now released our first NFT, which I believe stands for non-fungible token.
Yeah.
All right. So the thing is that I have no idea what that is. Mm. I have no idea what it means, and I have no idea how it works. And I'm guessing that neither do most of you. It does look a bit jerky, though, doesn't it? Over there. It says excellent, so I don't know. Look, we're just going to keep going and hopefully you'll stick with us. So before we get to that, Sean and I over the years have found out that we've actually got a few things in common.
Yeah, we have a lot in common.
So you play guitar,
yeah.
And you play, like, when you're playing it or when you're in bands with kind of, like, more a metal kind of dude?
Yeah,
or
metal blues. John Lydon was my guitar teacher. So
was he?
I played a lot of slide, a lot of flamenco.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, I know you had some big amps.
I do. I've still got
them. You've still got them, have you?
I don't think I've sold an amp ever. Oh, one.
No, you're
the
Marshall
combo.
Hang on, here. So, mate, we'll try and suss this out before we go too much further. I don't know what to do, really. Stream settings. Hang on, let's go here. Stream settings. Stream latency. Normal. Now, this is okay. We're live. We can do it. Unless live. Well, I don't have an option really to change anything. Manage. No, we don't want to exit the stream. Cancel. We might have to listen more and watch tonight. Not sure what's happening. Just check, and it's the same on the phone and the laptop. Well, that's just a bummer. Simone, anyone watching Netflix or anything on the telly? Well, really sorry about that. Open widget, what does that do? Open widget, suggestion. The audio stream's current bitrate is lower than the recommended bitrate. We recommend that you use an audio stream bitrate of 128. Well, how do I do that? This is interesting. This is interesting. No, 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 no.
You got settings in there?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Hang on, here we go. Settings. Stream. Audio. Decaro. Default. There's nothing there. Advanced. Man, this normally is just fine, you know, like, as soon as we're having a serious bloody podcast, everything. Video bitrate, audio bitrate. What do they say? 128. Okay, let's go to 128. Let's see what happens, Larry. Okay. Suggestion, please use the keyframe. All right, is that any. Let's have a look. Let's see, I'll change. Like I said, that's what people are saying here. Does that change anything? I went back. Let's see. See, because we can cut all this out tomorrow. It's still jerky, isn't it? Fungible is. You guys are hilarious. Hang on. We'll go for some suggestions. No. Oh, God, suggestion. Please use a keyframe. All right, let's go back to settings. Hey, stick with this because we're all learning here. Keyframe. So where's keyframe? Preview, studio, multi-view. That's not what we want. Stream key, output, bit rate. What about that? Should we change that? What should the bit rate be? Current bit rate is 0. We recommend. Well, what happens if I change that? Oh shit, is that going to do anything? Oh, I don't know what I've done there. G'day everyone, how you going, Pauline? Encoder preset, slow. Why don't we just go slower? Apply. Enable, generate photo. Okay, audio, that's all blah, blah. Video, blah, blah. Advanced. See, this is what can happen. And Simone, guess what? You've got this coming up for you. Oh, boy. Hey, you guys just have a little chat there while we sort this out. Oh, look, I've frozen. We've frozen to death. Okay, so I don't know. I'm now saying it's excellent. Stream status, excellent. Error. You
fixed it.
Have I fixed it?
Maybe.
I might have fixed it right up. Stream health is excellent. If I do this, what happens if I do that? You know, Jesus Chrysler. Oh no, we're frozen to death now. Yeah, there's a delay there. Oh, look, Simone's getting up. Simone's just working it on the live chat. Oh, look at it. Well, look, I don't know what to do. Settings, stream. What, see? Can't do anything there. Output, bitrate. Output mode, bitrate. I mean, what if we just drop that down? What did it say to drop it to? Suggestions, please use. The current stream's current bitrate is lower than the recommended bitrate. We recommend that you use an audio stream of bitrate. Well, that's audio, so we've got that. Audio's fine, show must go on. It will, Matt, but it will go on. But it's unusual and it just does it. And Simone, I'll be watching this from, Europe. And I'm watching you. Anyway, so just deal with it. We'll just, look, that's frozen.
That's all right.
Yeah, God bless Father Michael. Yeah, well, look at that in bit rate. All right. The Stevie Wonder episode. Yeah, just pretend it's audio. So, all right, we're going to start from here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. And we have our special guest, Sean Davison from Focus Promotions with us. And it's a very special night because we have just launched our NFTs and we've invited Sean on to explain to us why they're so important, why they are the way of the future, and what they are and how they work. But before that, Sean and I have been mates for quite a few years. Sean was your guitar player.
Yeah, mate.
You got awesome amps that you said you never sold.
No, fuck.
You still got
most of my stuff, most of my guitars.
What's your
pretty hard to sell any musical equipment.
What's your kind of, are we talking JCM?
Marshall Stack.
Marshall Stack.
100 watt, 2 quad boxes, point one at the drummer, point one at me.
That's the bomb. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And also, one of the other things that we have in common is we both have fathers that have preceded us in the industry.
Yep.
And so your old man was a singer initially, wasn't he? So what bands was he like?
Catch and Karma. Two of the ones that he toured on the East Coast with.
Yeah. Brian Davison, his name is, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
So, yeah, he was always touring like you when I was little. He was always off somewhere playing around, you know. Occasionally there's photos of me catching up with him on the road and stuff.
Classic.
Whenever I hear your old man talking to you, it reminds me of my old man and the way he talks to me.
Yeah, like you're not doing it right and you need to do it like this. Like,
they're both great taskmasters, you know. But look, they both did it right for a long time. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a thing, it's kind of this crossover period where I believe that old school, when we say old school, to me that's just, when I hear new school, I hear no school. That's what I think. But old school just means having integrity, your word meaning something, working hard, earning respect of your peers I don't know what new school means. Does that mean that none of that counts anymore and you just fake it till you make it? I don't know.
I think that people have like a glorified memory of the old days. So old school means the way it should be.
Right.
Regardless.
I mean, I don't know. I really love the way you guys are. You guys are really old school. I don't know if is that a good thing or is that someone telling me I'm old?
For me, that means, for my personal take on that in my industry, it means like a band that still entertains.
Well, it's a start.
Yeah.
That's what you meant to do. So how did you go from, you know, playing in bands and stuff to actually working at Focus, which was your dad's start of that company, very successful booking agency?
I guess because I, growing up, ever since I can remember, I was painting band trucks and or helping him paint band trucks or being at the, you know, take every school holidays, he'd take me around all the pubs because he'd be looking after me for the day. So,
yeah.
As soon as I got the opportunity out of, I did public relations in high school. Basically, what he does, you know.
So, what are you learning that? So you go to the first class. So, you're doing PR studies.
That you're, there's 2 guys and 98 girls for a start. Public relations.
That's not a bad subject.
But it just wasn't very popular.
Right.
Choice. But it became communications degree when I was about halfway through. And it's just about pretty much what I do now, communicating with everyone who needs all the stakeholders.
Does that include how to write an email and the way to actually format an email?
I did my minor was in writing.
Right.
So I did a lot of journalism units and those sort of writing units as my minor. So, yeah, I picked it that way.
Well, okay, so Simone pulled me up a week or so ago, I don't know what it was. And so I was writing to whoever I was writing to for whatever reason, dear so-and-so, comma, space.
Yeah.
She goes, no one does commas anymore.
Okay.
Right? Don't use commas. And then I've actually had, when I've had business emails from our publicist or whatever, it just says, Michael. Da 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 da. It comes across as rude to me, but apparently that's how it's done now.
Is the more senior people seem to be, the less sort of is
punctual
in,
grammar
is in their email. Yeah, like the higher up the chain you go, oh. the less words.
Seem oh, so to it use. Is a, it like, is actually condescending.
I don't know.
I'm here. I'm just going, Sean. Do that. Bah. As a yeah. dear Sean, hope you're going well, mate. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
That's just what I've noticed. Yeah, the higher up you go, the less.
Oh, I know. Okay, because I've always felt that the letter writing or now email writing is an art form in a way. Like sometimes it can be unnecessary. Like you don't necessarily have to write, dear Sean. But if someone writes an email to me saying, dear Michael, I'll respond with dear blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or if they say, hi, Michael, I'll respond. Oh, yeah, I'll respond like that. But I might say, you know, hi, Sean, hope I find you well, and then say my thing.
Mm.
In business today, a lot of people don't. A lot of times it's like, Sean, I need that, blah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so maybe, I don't know. There's something I've noticed change.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, anyway, I don't know how we ended up there. But
you know what? I learned a lot more about, like, I learned about grammar back in the day, and then I forgot all about grammar in my 20s. But I relearned a lot of grammar when my boy was at school.
Right.
He basically retaught me all the stuff.
That's how it goes.
And then I was like, I got to lift my game because.
See, Matt Kenny agrees. He agrees. Simone never does what? No, Simone. I didn't say you go, but I said you said to me no one uses a comma anymore. Like, dear Simone, comma. No one does that. They go, dear Simone, da 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 da. Right? And it just looks strange to me. I've started doing it and I've written them and I went, nah, I've got to put the comma back in. It looks wrong. I don't know. So I hope, Simone, you're doing that. Sorry about the jerkiness, but anyway, of the film. So we've gone to that. So I came back from, I was still in Europe, wasn't I, when we started working together and coming back for summer.
You were booking your visa done.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. And you helped me out with some letters and stuff. And then we were coming back to do summers.
Yeah,
and that's
summer tours. You got stuck here, COVID.
Yeah, actually, I was really lucky because
you still work here. I don't think you would have been able to.
No, I would have. If I was stuck in Germany, I wouldn't have been able to work. I wouldn't have been able to have any social benefits or anything, and I wouldn't have been able to even busk. Wow. So it would have been over. It would have been absolutely over for me. So, I have been lucky. I'm lucky. I've dodged so many bullets in my life without even realizing it till after the fact. I'm going, Jesus, if that didn't happen, I would have been like multiple times in my life. So, thanks, universe. But sometimes you get a kind of a sense. Maybe it's time to just move on. I didn't know there was going to be a worldwide pandemic, but I thought, I think it's time to move now, you know. Then literally within 6 weeks of me coming back, the whole world shut down 2 years. Yeah. So,
I thought you were always only going to be here for a few months and then back over.
Yeah, well, Steffi, basically, she went back to just go and kind of sort out her affairs. And then she got stuck there for a year and a half. That was just brutal. And
it was a bad time.
Anyway, so moving right along, since our working relationship has grown, blossomed, whatever, we're going all right. We've done some good shows, and most of the Videlli shows have had people at them. And
we deal with some characters.
Well, I was going to bring that up. So... are you like a passive aggressive, or do you like vent on people when they're being total assholes, or
it's a mix.
It's a mix.
Passive aggressive up until a point.
And then you snap.
I can tell them how.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? I think if people,
you know what makes it easier? You've got my back, and I've got your
back. Yeah, 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 absolutely.
We don't have to worry about that.
No, that's cool.
It does make it a unified force. It makes it easier to tell people what's what.
Well, I think it's like a, hello, Michael, greetings from Gibby. Eric, how you going? This is my Tone Stone man. Eric's a genius. He's an inventor, scientist, dude. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I've got these little blocks on my cables and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eric makes those. They're not in production yet. People are asking for them.
I think I've met Eric at the showed me them blocks.
Put them on my PDA. Great. Great to see you then, mate. So, yes, we have each other's back and we back each other in. I just find sometimes people that are just rude, like just blatantly rude. my fuse is a lot shorter than it used to be. Like, because I used to kind of, like, for example, I always hated going and getting the money. Mm. Or I always hated, you know, like, oh, hi, you know, can I get the money now? Or I hated dealing with the business side of music because it,
that's where the characters come in.
Yeah, then once the money is, because I always felt like I was like kind of trying to keep being the artist and doing the art thing, but then it comes down to the boys are waiting outside in the car park, they need the money. Can I have them? Well, you know, you boys earned $200 and drank $300 worth of beer. You know, we'll just go and write the check on the bonnet. Like,
yeah.
So,
sometimes I don't get paid for a long time, you know.
Well, I know. And you pay us, which is great.
I pay you right away.
Yeah, so, and that doesn't always happen with booking agents. So, sometimes you might do a gig on the first of the month and, and that might be a Friday night, and then the venue might not pay the booking agent for 3 or 4 or 5 blah, whatever weeks. And sometimes, depending on what booking agent you're waiting for, they go, well, we haven't been paid by the venue. When we get paid, well, you know, Sean looks after us, I'll cover it and I'll sort it out when it comes in, which is great. Hmm. I mean, it's not normal. Well, and
it needs to happen to keep things moving.
Well, it does. And on the other end, I do that with the band too. Yeah. So, you know, I'm pay the band and then I'll whatever. Yeah. The business side, actually, we'll be talking about that soon when Simone comes in now that we're a proprietary limiter, we'll get on to that.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. But what I'd like to talk or ask you about is, now we've entered into this NFT crypto thing. So can I ask, I'll try to ask it in the right order. If it's not the right order, say maybe we need to speak about it. So does it start with a blockchain?
All right. So a blockchain is a distributed ledger technology. Like, so if someone has a ledger and they write down all the transactions,
yeah,
that's what happens with a bank, for example.
So,
a bank have this ledger and they write down, Michael gave me this, and we put that in there.
Yeah.
Well, a blockchain is a distributed ledger, so everyone has a copy of the
ledger. Everyone can see the ledger.
Everyone can see the ledger. Everyone adds the stuff to the ledger. And then the blockchain or the network that people are using, like all the computers that'll do that, as soon as it's reached, say 51% or a consensus over the blockchain, then that'll be written to the ledger.
Right. What if there's not a consensus?
Well, the only way there wouldn't be a consensus is, say, it's like Bitcoin, right? The only way you could hack Bitcoin is if you wrote to 51% of the Bitcoin network at one time.
All right. So you can't have consensus. You can't do it.
Because of the amount of proof of work in Bitcoin over the years, they would have to write the whole ledger again. And then
it's an ongoing rolling thing.
It's why it's never been hacked.
That's why you can't hack it, because there's so many people involved that you can't
there's
cover.
So many copies of the ledger.
Right.
How can you change it? Right. That's what a block. And the transactions are put into blocks. The ledger is a chain of blocks, so it's a blockchain.
You're right.
It's just the history of all the transactions ever happened written down.
So is it like a kind of, what do you call it? Like, you know, like the NASDAQ, or is it kind of like a share market thing where you can see the prices going up and down and this is what it is? Or is it nothing like that?
That's an exchange.
So that's an exchange.
Just like you have stock exchanges, you have crypto exchanges, and they'll list all the different cryptos, for example.
Ooh, so that's like Binance or is that like that?
Binance is an exchange.
So there's cryptocurrency. Now that currency, you can, if I buy one ETH, for example.
So most coins, most tokens like that are actually to power the network.
Right.
So for Ethereum, for example, you need to pay Ethereum to do transactions on the network.
They have a fee, yes.
And that's Ethereum.
It's quite high though, isn't it, the Ethereum one?
The gas on Ethereum is probably one of the more expensive.
So you call the fee the gas?
Yeah, that's the term.
Yeah, so their percent, their cut is called the gas.
Yeah.
Right, so they take a commission on every transaction.
All the computers that are maintaining the network get a cut.
Everybody gets a cut. Yeah. All right, so you're in a financial kind of maelstrom, really. All right, and so every time, if I move money, if I say, I'll give you this, that company's going to take their gas off me.
Yeah.
So
at the time you send the money, it'll say, this is how much the gas is going to be.
Right. And so
it goes up and down depending on how busy.
And there's different exchanges that charge different amounts of gas. Is that right? So if you...
No.
No, okay.
The gas is set by the miners. So if there's lots of transactions, then people pay more to get their transactions through.
Supply and demand.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So with cryptocurrency, what can I buy with that? Can I go to a petrol station and buy petrol with crypto?
I got a card, a metal basically credit card.
Yeah.
And I can just put my crypto onto that and use it anywhere, like Visa. It's a Visa card.
So is this what they're trying, like, because we've been hearing for decades about the cashless society. Is it kind of part of that?
Well, I hate banks. So if I can unbank myself, then I will. And I'm nearly there. I still have to get paid. Like one day if I could get paid in crypto, then I wouldn't really need to deal with a bank.
And so I'm guessing that...
So I take my money and then I can throw it onto the exchange and buy crypto and then I can just put it on my card and spend it.
And so who gets the cut from... So let's just say I've got $100 in cash, Aussie dollars, yep. Right? And then I want to make that into...
Buy some crypto.
So out of that $100, how much of that gets gassed?
Well, nothing, like a few cents. If you're going to exchange, on an exchange, their fees are basically nothing.
Right. Okay, so it's a
it's where you want to
digital...
try and send it to somewhere.
Right.
And I will say, if I wanted to send some money to somewhere, I wouldn't use Ethereum because the gas is high.
It's like $35 to send $100.
Yeah. I mean, like Ripple. Shout out to Miguel.
Hey Miguel, how you going?
So I'll buy Ripple, I'll send it across because their network fees are like nothing, and then I'll put Ripple on my card and spend it.
So why, for example, what the band is working with a bit now that we're kind of dipping our toe in the water, why is Ethereum the kind of standard or one of the standards, given that it's so expensive to trade on?
Okay, so Ethereum is like the base chain and we call that layer one.
Right.
A whole lot of new programs or networks have come out that sit on top of Ethereum. They're called layer twos, like Polygon, stuff like that. So we're using Polygon. So what Polygon does is it'll take a whole bunch of transactions, it'll block them all together, and then it'll put them to the Ethereum network.
And pay one fee. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what gives us the power to be able to airdrop stuff to people.
Oh, hang on. We'll get to airdropping. Yeah. So what we've got, Ethereum is a base currency, level one.
Level one.
Then there's other currencies, the other companies, networks that operate using that base currency
built on
top of that, and they have their little cut here and there, but they might be They'll charge you less.
$1,000 of them together and yeah. They'll divide that fee between 1,000 people will cost you.
Right. Okay. So the starter makes sense. So now with I've noticed that a lot of, like, for example, you can buy an airfare now with crypto.
Right.
Or you can buy crypto is starting to kind of become a legitimate currency. Sure. So let's just talk briefly about the arse dropping out of the cryptocurrency recently. So what happened, what does it mean, and where is it going?
Okay. Well, the cycle in crypto pretty much tends to follow the Bitcoin cycle. So every 4 years, the miners, the people that are maintaining the Bitcoin network, they'll get their rewards halved. And so you only get half the amount of Bitcoin you got as the 4 year period before. And
yeah.
It essentially doubles the price of Bitcoin every 4 years because they're only getting paid in half as much. So no one's gonna part with their Bitcoin, you know. Leading up to that 4 year period, every time there's a run up and that's where the bull market starts until the pretty much dies down again.
Well, okay, so can I just throw this in? So and I might be completely off the mark, but I'm just going from observation of the stock market.
Yeah, yeah.
So what seems to happen, as you've been around the block a few times, I'm 50, seen a few things come and go. What seems to happen every 10, 12 years is the people at the top of the stock market will dump all their stocks, the price will drop, everyone will freak out and sell, and then those rich people go and buy all those stocks back at the bottom dollar, and then they go back up again, and then those people are rich again.
Yeah.
Is that happening in crypto?
Well, yeah, because...
So there's people that are controlling
the price? No.
It's just okay.
If you eventually, you've been in it long enough to know that there's a four-year cycle...
Right.
Then eventually you stop buying at the top of the four-year cycle and you start buying at the bottom.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Okay, so it's not as...
It's not controlled in that way. Like, there's some sort of manipulation.
I feel the stock market is manipulated by the top... No, I'm not saying crypto is...
A whole lot more. They all are. But there's a whole lot more buggery in stocks with all the investment firms and...
Yeah, well, they with derivatives and they bet against each other. Okay. So the cryptocurrency is a bit more robust against that kind of manipulation. Do you think, or
I just think there's not as many big commercial players in it
at this stage. So we've established that there's a base level Ethereum level one standard, and there's other companies, other exchanges built on top of that level networks, two, right? Networks. So, what are they buying and selling? I'm trying to lead, I suppose, into NFTs. How does that fit into this whole?
Okay.
How does that connect?
I think I know where you're getting at. So,
yeah.
Ethereum is essentially in their network, they can allow you to do contracts, like smart contracts. So it essentially makes it programmable money.
What's programmable money?
Well, on the Ethereum network, you can have a contract that people can interact with the contract, and it's just written in code. And so, you can essentially write contracts to do a range of different stuff.
Well, example, because I mean, you're talking to someone that doesn't know anything about, right?
So imagine being able to put in there, say, all right, I'm going to put this Ethereum into a contract. On this date, it'll get paid to this wallet.
Okay, what's a digital wallet?
Okay, so a digital wallet is an address on the Ethereum blockchain.
Yeah.
So it's literally just a string of numbers.
Yeah.
Is your entry on the ledger.
Well, that's so your account.
It's your account.
Your account. So a digital wallet is your account on the thing.
On the Ethereum.
All right, okay.
A string of numbers.
Yeah.
Or if you register it, you can have like michael.eth if you have that, and that could be your address on the Ethereum blockchain. But so whether you, once you've got an address on the Ethereum blockchain, whether it be in MetaMask or whatever type of wallet you choose to go in, it's just looking into the Ethereum blockchain and looking at that address.
And there's preferred wallets, aren't there? Like, I'm guessing MetaMask is...
I guess they're preferred because they can be used a lot of places. So there's more popular wallets. Maybe that would be better.
So at the top end, have these people been doing deals saying, look, if you use my wallet, we will... So why, for example, because I know that MetaMask, for example, is one of the most popular ones, which I have.
Yeah.
But why that one and not another one?
It works. It's multi-platform, so it's not, you can't just use it in one area.
Right. So I'm guessing that that deal has been done probably over lunch somewhere with the guys at the top end going, you use my wallet. I'm cynical. So why that one or that one? But okay, so let's move on. But look, one of my good friends said a cynic is merely someone in possession of the facts or dubious of them. I'm going, well, why is that wallet the one everyone uses, and why is that one? Okay, so MetaMask, and by the way, it's really easy to download.
Yeah. It's on your browser, so if you go to Chrome, it's right as downloading an app.
So what was the other one that I downloaded, which is like...
Daedalus.
Daedalus. Now, how does that fit? What's that?
So that's just for a different network.
We were going
ADA.
That's for ADA, right. Yeah, because we're Cardano and ADA.
Cardano is the network. ADA is the token that is the gas, fuses the gas.
Right. Okay. Well, me, I've kind of got my fingers in a few pies at the moment.
When we were going to release an NFT, it was because no Australian artist had released one at that stage.
Yeah, we were going to be the first.
I wanted you to be the first so I could use that to help promote extra promo.
Yeah.
And then someone else released one before we got the artwork sorted out.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't a rush anymore. It was more about doing it.
Doing the right way.
Doing
the
it
right,
well rather than doing it first. In that time, all those layer twos came about. So back when we were looking at ADA, it was ADA or Ethereum. And then all those layer twos started to come on and be able to be used on top of Ethereum, which made it a lot more
accessible. And you could actually tailor it more to your own personal needs. Yeah.
It's the faster network. It's a bit cheaper as far as the use for the customers and for us.
Right, so, okay, so what we've established is that there's a currency that's, so you've got a currency that's governed or controlled by that platform, one, and then there's slightly, you've got the Federal Reserve, and then you've got the banks on top of that, in a way. Maybe. Is that right or not? So you've got the base currency, and who, and then you've got other establishments on top of that. The second
it's more
layer,
like a computer, it's a base computer program, like right. operating system. Like you got Windows,
yeah,
and then you've got
programs
Office that runs on top of it.
Right. Okay. Now that makes sense.
Run on top.
Okay.
More what it's like. Yeah.
All right. So what we're doing now is we're selling non-fungible tokens.
Yeah.
But using this cryptocurrency.
Yeah, so Ethereum is a fungible token. They're all the same.
So what's fungible?
It means whether they're the same or not. So if Ethereum is fungible, whether you've got $1 note and I've got a dollar note and we swap them,
they're the same.
It doesn't matter.
Non-fungible is the only way.
It means if you've got a baseball card and I've got a baseball card and they're different, they're not fungible.
They're not fungible.
Yeah.
That's a great word though, isn't it?
Yeah, but
fungible.
It's a pain in my ass. No one knows what it means.
But when I first heard it, non-fungible token, I knew what it meant straight away. I've never heard the word fungible, but I went, it's kind of like, this is a non-fuckable token. It's kind of what I heard. That's kind of what it meant to be.
Well,
you can't funge with this.
No. That's true. Because they're written on the blockchain and that ledger, it's from the start till the end. When I write the token to the blockchain, that's on there. And then when I sell it to you, that's on there. none of that can be changed or
altered.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say we've got our first NFTs for sale now.
Yeah.
Now, what is an NFT, and why should people be interested in buying them?
Okay, so for yours, you're saying anyone who holds one of these,
yeah,
we can use that as an avenue to, because you've always wanted to be able to give more stuff to the fans, but you can't. You either have to go through a record company,
yeah,
and do a release. You know what I mean? There's a lot involved with that. Or it's really just a way for you to be able to have a direct link to whoever's got that token. So anyone who buys one of your NFTs, we can send stuff to that Ethereum address.
So
we'll have a list.
So this first one that we've done,
yeah,
we've attached us playing the live version of Rusty Cage 2, is that
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's special. So,
right, so
you've got two NFTs. You've got a general one where people can hold it and they'll get whatever you want to give them, whether it's access to shows, merch, reduction,
right,
merch, whatever, more airdrops. Airdrop is when they send you something to your wallet for free.
Hey, listen to that one. So,
But the Hardcore Fan Edition, that actually has unlockable content on it. So when you buy the NFT, you get a download, and you can download that track, which
that no one else can have.
People have been wanting it for years.
Yes. Yeah.
There's only 399 of them.
Yeah. Well, that concept, the story that got me, I know a couple of people that are watching now were at that Beverly gig, and the story behind it was
it's the most amazing guitar solo, live solo I've heard in a lot.
I don't know how I pulled that. I don't know how I did it. I just stomped on everything at once. So that interested me. So, for example, we might sell in the future, let's say, a tour NFT and go, if you buy this NFT, you can either... You might get into all the gigs for free, or you can say,
you can say anyone who's got the NFT by this day can come into these shows.
But people can also on sell that NFT, can't they?
Yeah, there's a marketplace of where you buy it, you can also relist them for sale. I don't see a whole lot of your fans doing that.
But just for other things they may buy,
There's lots of marketplaces too. If I bought one of your NFTs, I could take it to a lot of marketplaces because it's an Ethereum NFT.
So an NFT is kind of like it's kind of I suppose like it's not a membership, but it's a individual. Sure. Like, I'm going to buy that NFT, which is a piece of artwork.
Yeah.
That the person that buys it. There's certain value attached to that, which may be you get to go backstage and hang out with a band, drink piss before the gig or after the gig,
or whatever we add to it,
or an unreleased track, or be part of a video recording, or whatever.
Literally your imagination.
Whatever we add to it.
So the thing is, you can do that whenever you want to, and you can directly do it. Like you can say, "Hey, Sean, send out this to all of the NFT holders." And within half an hour,
so
they can have that. It'll be in their wallet.
So I would encourage people to explore NFTs and crypto. I mean, it's new for me and us. I'm getting my head around it.
I own over 500 NFTs.
You've got 500 NFTs?
Yeah. Some of them are comics.
I saw some great artwork. Yeah, so this is what we want to use Ranger's artwork for, because the tube head and the robot, like they're all going to be such great tokens.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and that was part of our plan. I mean, we really had like pre-COVID, we had this. It's going to happen, but you know, to have the Now album, he's done another cover for it, a special edition cover with a. Original piece of artwork for it, like full size LP booklet Miranda's daughter's written a few lines of text. They're like, this is our plan, and we kind of got cut off at the knees. But then when this NFT thing, well, each one of those pieces of art he's done is a gold, like gold so NFT,
I've
right?
I've had Tex Ranger as a note on my desk for like a month and a half. It's so cool.
So, all right, I don't want to freak everyone out and go on too much because my brain's exploding, but is there anything that you think needs to be, that you need to say about that? Because people are obviously with new technology, that internet will never work.
What do you mean?
So, you know, like, people are skeptical. I was skeptical.
So, what I would say about it is Mike's a generous guy. I think anyone who buys his NFT is definitely going to be happy with
it. Oh, we've got heaps of stuff. We've got heaps of material that unreleased.
Until some get into some hands of some people, we can't airdrop any good stuff, you know. But that's one thing. When we do an airdrop, if you don't hold the NFT, you don't get the airdrop. It's not like you buy it in a year and then you get all the airdrops.
Oh, you only get it if you've already got them. So you don't, if you buy them 2 years, you don't get
it. I'm only going to send it out to the
wallet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And after that, it's not like a retroactive thing. Yeah, yeah. So...
Well, it's very exciting, and in the sense that there's a whole movement, you know, going that way.
You can like this track. You've released essentially. You've put 399 copies of a track on there. That instead of going through a music record production company.
Yeah.
You actually get you get royalties from that, and then you don't have to follow that up. I don't have to follow.
Well, so that's why record companies are freaking out because we don't need them.
If someone sells it automatically gets paid to you because it's part of that contract.
Well, you get a commission.
You know that smart contract I was talking to before. Yes. When everyone interacts with that and they sell the NFT, it automatically takes the commission and pays it to your wallet. You don't have to worry
and
about
that. And that goes on indefinitely, doesn't it? So if you buy an NFT, sell it to me. So But the creator of the NFT decides what the commission will be. Mm. So you might say, I want 5% or 10% or I want 90% or whatever. Say you want 10% of any on sale. So if I sell it to you, then you sell it to Simone, I get 10% of what you sell it to, in perpetuity.
Absolutely. You know what a cool story? I think it's a cool story. There's an artist called Pinder Van Armand. He's an American.
Is that a piano guy?
No. He uses robots to paint. Like his robots paint artworks and shit. He's a generative artist. He said Snoop Dogg, he originally sold a work and it paid for like 6 months worth of his time or whatever. 10 years later, Snoop Dogg bought that piece. And the commission on that sale paid for his studio in his backyard.
That's so cool.
So he would have from his original sale, he got, you know, maybe 10 grand, 20 grand.
And then turn around.
Down the track, 10 years later, when Snoop Dogg paid what he paid for it, just the commission on that paid for, you know, that's the power of NFTs for the artists.
I'm trying to be open-minded about it. And you know, initially I was going, but... I'm open to it, and since you've explained it to me again, and since I've seen people do well with it, I mean, it is as much as I find it kind of, to be honest, dystopian in the sense of you have to have a digital passport, and you have to have every cell in my body is going, but at the same time, I'm not going to cut off my nose despite my face. And I don't feel that's selling out. I feel that that's...
You know what's selling out? Is if you do it and walk away. But if you keep driving...
I just want to make music.
Value to it and you keep putting out... Yeah, you keep...
Well, yeah, so if it's like, hang on, if I can get my music... If this is going to get the music out to more people, all right, I'm into it. It's like... Yeah. I mean, as far as...
That Beverly track is a perfect example. It wasn't quite enough to put on an album.
Yeah.
But it's a waste to not get it out.
Exactly.
The band,
so that was the tipping point. I thought, you know, it's not perfect, and because that gig, I know those of you that actually, I know there's a couple of you that came to that gig, and we were so cooked because when we got to the pub, there was no electricity.
I was not there.
Well, we had to get a generator from Midland, and we bought some bags of ice, and, you know, it was completely off tap. And no, it wasn't perfect. But at this, when I say it wasn't perfect, it wasn't good enough to actually make a album release, but it's certainly worth a listen.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, you know, and this has kind of provided an avenue to, so people, it's not that much pressure on, you know, I was just spending time and, you know, why isn't this? Because actually that song, Rusty Cage, I think that was pretty good. But the every other song had a slight fuck up here and there. Yeah, just something that wasn't quite. Yeah. Which, when you're going to put out an album, you know, it's...
You're a perfectionist
when
you get into that zone.
Well, know. If I was a perfectionist, like real perfectionist, I would be buried by now, by my own hand. It's so hard making albums to be proud of. I mean, Simone will be here in a minute. Well, Mark and I, we've been putting together this Heavy Hitters Acoustic Project EP, and I said to Mark, you know, I said, Sting said it. He says, you never finish an album, you abandon it. Right? You just have to go, we've run out of time, we've run out of money, that's it, live with it, right? And I've never done an album ever where I've gone,
100%.
Oh, that's it. You know, I've just, and so I don't listen to my own albums. I hear it comes from, there it is, you know. Like, other people don't hear it, but I hear it. Smite! Yeah, come in. Dr. Kevorkian.
Hello, is this Smart People's studio?
Come on, no, but I just thought we might actually have one bloody podcast where it wasn't completely...
No, I love it.
You and me being fat and sure. And by the way, because this is going to deteriorate from now
on. Hey, everybody!
This is going to deteriorate.
Hi, Sean.
No, you sit there. You sit next to Sean from here.
God.
No, but I just want to say, Sean, like, because normally we just talk shit, and I thought, well, this has been actually very informative for not just me, but hopefully for the other guys out there, because this is a whole new financial frontier. And the thing is, you hear all these terms and shit, and no one knows what the fuck's going on.
Actually, yeah, while we're on that. Anyone, if you want to buy the NFT, but you don't want to have a digital
wallet. Let me show the guys.
Hang on. Sean's going to...
No,
you've been doing your makeup for 3 hours.
No.
Jeez, you look very shiny.
I'm very shiny.
You're very fucking shiny, you love.
Getting some ice. Oh, this way.
Go!
Get everybody!
Go!
That was just mental. I was just going to show you guys what the NFT looks like.
Oh, my God.
Because
really?
I'm learning... Ready? No. Hang on.
Wait. You put it at the top.
How do I...
Drag it to the top above the camera.
Drag it to the top above the camera. Look at me go up and transit. So, guys, that's what our NFT looks like from what the guys have been talking about for the last hour. That's it. So jump on to OpenSea.blah.blah at the bottom there or email us at vajelli.com.au and that's it.
Yeah.
Is
so
that?
If you don't want to have a digital wallet, we can hold the NFT for them.
Yeah, we can.
And we can send them the bonus material.
That's so quietly spoken.
Sorry.
Now I have to be quiet.
So, yeah, we'll send you the bonus material. We'll hold your NFT for you and you can still have all the perks like whether it's access to the shows or whatever, we'll have your name.
Yeah. So jump on board. But I hope you guys found that really educational. I certainly did. I know nothing about any of this, so it's all like... Anyway. Right, back to the script. It's been a really busy week. Deanne actually said, is that why we became a PTY LTD? Well... No, however, it's certainly part of it. I think it was time for... I'll wait till Mike comes because it's his news to tell. It's pretty exciting. But you know, I don't know where he's gone, so I'm just holding the show. Hey, go, Sean.
Good, mate.
Thanks for coming for dinner and hanging out.
That was delicious.
I know.
Smiley's burgers.
I know, Smiley's burgers. Yeah. When I used to make pies, if only Mrs. Mac's gone back. But, yeah, look, it's been a really interesting ride learning about all this NFT stuff and very serious and something I know nothing about. So I've really enjoyed this podcast. Because Sean, you just explained it, so now I actually do understand. He's in there in the back having a fag and a shanks listening.
Oh, I forgot
about that. No, I'm getting back.
No, you're it's your show, mate.
No, it's not my show.
It's your show now. It's the reverse.
I gotta get here. So, Mike, let's tell the guys about.
Hey!
Fidelity Proprietary Limited.
No, you tell them. I don't know what it means. The nice proprietary.
We've got a certificate.
And the band's been going since 97.
And so we now have shares. And
I own them all.
And now if we go broke, then if the business goes broke, then it doesn't affect us personally.
Oh,
but anyway, that's very exciting. Very, look, very, very exciting. Woo! Look at everybody. Look at them all.
I know the live chat's not jerky.
I forgot it was jerky. What else happened? Right. So let's just move on.
Hang on.
What? You want to
talk? Oh, hang on. Proprietary Limited.
Well, go on.
I'll just say all capital letters. It looked pretty good. We're going to be investing in seafood.
What?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Exotic shellfish.
Oh, idiot.
That we're going to be exporting to Southeast Asia for big money.
Yeah, this way. Right, so tomorrow night, Duke of George, guys, get on board. Yeah. It's going to be an incredible gig.
And we're doing a blues show.
Blues show. Look, you tell. What's your hair doing?
It's doing its best.
It's like Jesus Christ for Deli Star. Jesus Christ.
Well, hopefully I won't
come up here.
No, well, I've actually made it past 33.
You got a support tomorrow?
No, we don't.
Three sets of Benelli.
I think we might do 2 1-hours, but we're going to do bluesy stuff because last time we played there, apparently we freaked a few people out because it was a bit heavy. And that's
There's no dance floor.
Well, you make of it what you make of it, don't you? Trance, dance.
So,
Jack Palance.
So guys, get on board, buy your tickets for tomorrow night if you haven't already. Dance. They're selling quick. In fact, they're nearly sold out. So grab them at Sticky or Oz?
No,
nothing.
No, well, geez, that was a big one, Georgie.
Go to the Duke of George.
It's about half sold out already because a lot of the locals just rock up and think they're going to get a table.
And they never do. Well, I'm having a bar seat. I know, that's what I think.
Me having a bar seat. Put Sean in the middle so he gets in stereo.
Yeah. Am I yelling?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm buying the headphones off.
I'm just running through.
She's got one of those little earpieces. You know how the footy and the guy have an earpiece?
Sorry, yeah.
So Michael briefly touched on the Heavy Hitters album, which he's been working on. The EP is due to be released on the 9th of September.
It was the 9th of September.
What else is happening on the 9th of September, gang?
Hometown Love, and it's going away.
It's going to be incredible. All the VIP tickets are sold out.
And most...
Special thanks to Steve Blackwell. We'll go more into that next week because he's our guest next week.
I think we can fit 330 people in. I think we've got 100 tickets left. It's going to be cranking. So buy them online because, all the VIP tickets are gone. Can we make any more? No.
No, but...
No, hang on.
We do have one.
This is what they look like. We've got...
What are you showing?
I'm showing the thing that took I had to go to Officeworks to look.
Look at these VIP. I don't think these were easy to get into the VIP on the lanyard. And right. Thanks to a very special donator, won't mention names, Steve.
A donor, I think they're
donor.
Called. We have chili and garlic.
We've got a free VIP ticket. We've got a VIP ticket to give away right now to the value of $70. So that includes entry at 6:30, an hour before anyone else gets there. Drinks on the bar.
A little bag of love
with and all this shit, like heaps of stuff, posters, a whole lot. An hour where you can hang out with a band, play, touch instruments,
play photos, drums.
ask all the questions you want, have a drink with us on us.
Maybe not play with someone.
How to win that is literally right now. You need to write in and tell us why you deserve it. Why do you need this? Why do you need us? Why do you need the bags? Why do you need a whole lot? So you've got like 10 minutes. The best answer gets it.
Well,
my head's too big, Michael.
You've got a small head.
Right. Moving on.
The side of Sultana.
So, 9th of September, Linnets, True Grit are supporting.
Can I just chime in?
Can I talk about True Grit?
No. Oh. Yes, but I'm just going to say that I've never been to that room before.
Too much shouting, nobody understood a word.
That's what happens, Harry.
But that's always Eric. Well, he always says I'm too loud.
Well, Eric.
Tell me about True Grit.
I was just going to say about the room. I've never played in that room before. It's a great stage. Eric's got Tone Stone's headphones on, which clarifies and amplifies everything. So your voice, Simone, you need to get an extra filter, a Simone tone filter, Eric.
I'm going over here. I want to talk back here.
Eric, we've got a new thing. It's called Simone tone.
Let's swap chairs, Michael.
Just stop talking about it. Simone's blown. Oh, actually, what about Simone's gig? You weren't loud at that gig, were you?
You're so mean.
I'm not.
You're so mean.
But were you loud? Were you the loud?
That wasn't my fault.
We need Simone stones for chick backing singers that are louder than the main singer. You get a Simone stone.
Look, I've had issues with being loud my whole life.
I don't know what I was saying.
The room, it's great.
It's actually probably one of the best rooms in Perth. Mm-hmm. The stage is great, the PA is great, they've got a bar down one side, they've got booths on that side, they've got Danny's at the end. It's perfect. It's absolutely unbelievable. And Simone's been jamming with Steve Blackwell's band True Grit.
Woo!
Singing slightly too loud, but we'll get some Simone Stone tones.
That's so mean.
No.
I didn't.
No, but you're telling me that you're too loud. I thought you were great.
No, you didn't. You said, you're too loud.
So you're questioning my integrity once
again. What? I'm not.
Soon I have to deal with.
I'm not questioning your integrity,
I think, like, there was no sound light.
You
told me I was too loud, so how is that questioning
your
integrity?
There's going to
be a sound.
There's going to be a sound. Stay there. Working on it, Eric.
Oh, see?
Somebody sit down, will ya? Please, because, please, stop it.
So,
I'm doing a little bit of rocking.
I'm learning how to speak quietly and sing quietly.
Good luck. It's
do you know how difficult it is to try and sing quietly when you're loud? I had my hair coloured today.
Oh, it looks fantastic for black and white.
I'm not having a sock, Eric. I'm going to give you a sock in a minute.
No, Eric knows exactly. You need a Tone Stone sock, a Tone Stock.
So that's that.
Thanks, Steve.
So we're still waiting for a response. Deanne's entered. Because she said because she'll give it to a new fan. That's
annoying. That's bad.
We only have one entry so far. Listen to me trying to speak quietly. We've only got one entry so far for the big win.
You sound like you've got emphysema.
Well, because I'm speaking quietly. Right, moving on. Talking about the new merch, don't forget about the
new... You've got to put that at the top.
Excuse me, I'm doing... Thank you, Mike.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Don't forget about the new Tube Head t-shirts. They are walking out the door. We've only got a few sizes left. But I've saved a batch for the Linux gig. So if you want yours, jump on to www.videli.com.au on the
merch. Did you put eyelashes on?
Yeah. Look.
Jesus Christ. They're just blowing the lights away.
So forget about the new merch.
Give us some of those lashes.
We are. Lash me up. We're working on. Lash me.
This guitar smells old.
We are working on merch as we speak for the European tour.
We have our tour shirt, yeah.
All of our European friends who are watching tonight, you'll have something. It's coming. We're very excited. It's just
exclusive.
A bit tweaky. What else? What else have I got to talk about?
No. Oh, somebody, basically, general manager, owner of a company that's just got a huge contract. Don't have to talk too much about it, but congratulations, Lum Lum. Yes. You've done really well. You're kicking. Simone's kicking goals.
Oh, yeah, but, you know. Do you know how hard it's trying to not be Simone and be quiet and...
Now, why are you doing that?
Because Eric told me off, so now I'm like...
You're right. Fucking Eric. What Eric's doing is going, just balance yourself. He's not telling you off. He's going to balance yourself. And if it means putting a sock in your mouth, or if it means putting a sock in your mouth...
I'm never going to put a sock in my mouth. I'm never actually going to change who I am.
No, well, just...
Jesus Christ.
Put a sock over the mic.
Right.
That's where the
sock is. I do have a lot of...
My sock.
I do have a lot of hardcore fans out there. Eric.
Well, why isn't Simone coming on tour? Oh, look at her! Because she doesn't want to.
We've got...
I just gloss over that!
No, it's not that I don't want to. I had my ticket booked. But because I...
What happened to your...
Because I...
Your ticket booked. Everybody.
We've got two entries so far. It's out of Deanne and Toonhead. Come on, is anybody...
What's Toonhead? Toonhead
says...
What's he saying?
It will give me a night out from the production. Well,
no, it doesn't cut it. No, Deanne's smashing you there. New fan. Jesus Christ. Sorry, we love you, Deanne, but we're not giving you a night out.
I know, Deanne, right? So, we've got 5 minutes, otherwise, oh, God, this camera.
Okay, I'm going to anybody that
value at $70 for all the perks, all of that. Come on.
I'm changing the question.
No, George, it's too late.
I'm changing the question. Oh. Anybody that can tell me what this song is, guess it. Fucking Jennifer Donovan, but that's all right. No worries.
It looks like we've got two more minutes. It looks like it's going to go Deanne. Come on, guys. Sure.
What about this one?
Oh, that's easy.
Is there any chance anyone might actually hear the fucking song?
That song could be anything.
Yeah, well, Simone, if you just it's actually a Western African love song. No, it's not. You've got 7 seconds and I'm changing. Because, actually, one of my...
Is it a reggae artist by any chance? And someone that smokes a lot of pot?
Yeah, me, but no, I don't smoke my anymore, but... Like, you don't get...
What do you mean it's not for me? Oh, is that the name of the song?
No. It's not for me either. Oh, I'm going to give you another one.
Oh, Pauline. That's a good response.
What's your son?
I would love the VIP prize because blood runs thicker than water. If that's not a Greek guilt trip, I don't know what is.
Well, of course it runs thicker than water. We have to kill someone for it to run. I'm changing that. So, so Tennille, who's my newest student, I've only got one female student.
Oh.
Right? And she said to me, can you teach me how to play this song? And I've had a revelation because Dad said to me years ago, he says, as you get older, your key changes as to what you're singing. So when I first started singing, I used to sing it like D. And then about 10 years later, it was in C. And then for some reason, it was in G, and it was A. And then I heard this song, and she goes, can you teach me how to sing that or play that? And I went, no, that's right, just that.
And I you're so cute, Dan.
Like, ooh, yeah. Everything's gonna be all right this morning. See, I never thought, oh yeah. Because I thought it was too late.
Thanks, Pauline, I had it done today.
That was right up your
head. Now it's in my key. I could never sing that before, right? Now I was a young boy. I hear you fine. My mom said I'm gonna be.
Oh, I just caught on, girls. I'm a bit slow. Yeah.
My sister won't shut up. I'm gonna leave you, baby. I have a lot of love. I am Simone. But the beat I like it. He said, ooh. Ooh. Oh, yeah. See, now I'm seeing A. You have to be 50 to sing an A.
Right, we've got to make a decision and we've got to say goodnight. We've got to crack on all night. You know what?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Thanks, Sean. Hey,
Sean.
Stop. No, tonight was actually one of the few educational nights that we've actually ever had.
Serious when we're not meatheads.
No, well, you and I.
It's a nice change for the audience.
Well, we're a bit jerky, but well, listen, by the way, don't forget about the audio podcast, which you can get on any of your podcast streaming. We're on Spotify, Apple, all of them. We're on there, and we edit these podcasts and the audio. And actually, to be honest, they're pretty bloody funny. If you're at work, whatever, and you just listen to them, because Simone. You don't have to be a star, baby, to be in my show. You know what I mean? Like,
right, I'm calling it.
What are you calling?
I'm giving Deanne and Pauline a VIP ticket.
Oh, yes!
I've made the executive decision. You're both getting one. Deanne, Pauline, I'll email me tomorrow. I'll send you the details. Come at 6:30, 9th of September at Linnet's Lounge. You'll get the shit. Very, very cool. Thank you so much to Sean for being our guest tonight and being so informative on the NFTs.
Email away.
Hey.
No, but we thought because we crapped on, give us a preview of next week.
So next week we've got the one and only Steve Blackwell from True Grit.
Were you trying to cut me out?
No, but I was cutting me out. So Steve's coming in to be our special guest next week to talk all things True Grit, what it's been like leading up to the 9th. At Linnet's Lounge, he's been a superstar. We're going to have a jam, we're going to have a sing, we're just going to have some fun next week. And then the boys are off and it's 5 weeks of Simone. But don't fret, kids. We're going to be checking in with the guys on tour. I'm going to have my own special guests for 5 weeks. They won't be long podcasts. They'll just be a check-in.
And you'll never see me again.
And,
I'm gone. So, it was nice while it lasted, And Simone, I'm glad to have created a platform for you, from which you can leap.
He doesn't really mean it, guys. He wouldn't be who he is without me.
That's exactly what I meant. Who would I be?
Aren't you Simone's
brother?
Well, my whole life I've got Aunt you Michael's sister. No, now the other way.
Aren't you?
Anyway, good night, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you found tonight informative. Can't wait to see you all next week. Can't wait to see you all tomorrow night at the Duke of George. Tell your friends.
Tomorrow night. Yeah,
it's
going to
be lovely, beautiful, blue.
No,
because
I'm going to be playing stuff like... I'm going to play all
the
blue
stuff. Why are you down
there, Sean? Because it's a...
It's actually the 1st of September today. And because it's not the 3rd, we might finish off with... I'm going to swap with you, Sean. Michael, go there.
Sit down, will ya?
Oh, Sean wants to go away. You can. Speak out. No, you can say. Okay. We're going to say goodnight. Michael's going to say goodnight.
You're going to... You'll be... I've got handles on this.
Let's swap. Let's swap.
You want the middle? Yeah, you can have the middle.
Don't mind us while we get our shit together.
I just got my shit together. You gonna sing or what?
I'm backing vocals.
It was the 1st of September. That day I'll always remember. That's right, Deanna, it's the first day of spring, and what a day! Just for our friends in Europe, it was actually a peach of a day.
23, blue sky.
That was actually, I woke up and smells like spring. Actually, it smelled like spring 2 days ago. I went, spring's here.
Gracious.
That was pretty good.
Are we singing or not? Otherwise, we're going to say goodnight.
What? Oh, that's just going to fall off. Have they got like a pumpkin expiry date?
It was a third.
At 11 o'clock, her eyelashes fall off and she turns into a pumpkin. Hey, look at this little bit of white shit. Hey, I had black hair when I came back to this country.
You
know,
you got to see Nikki.
I don't want to colour my hair. I just want to know why it's gone white. I don't care. I'm happy to go white, but it happened really fast. Is it stress related?
I don't know.
Just stress right out of it.
I'm not stressed.
You just went, going. I'm not stressed, my hair's poo. No, but I mean, I am what I am. I'm not going to fake it till I make it. Because that may never happen. I'm just going to fake it. No, I'm not going to, no. But I mean, it is kind of white there, look. And I don't give a fuck, because I don't care. I'll play my eyes closed. That's your problem.
I've got bass playing.
It was the 3rd of September. Oh, it was the 1st of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. That was the day my daddy died. I don't say died, I say fried. Because Dad watches SBS Food and he's not dead. And all he does is go, Mike, Dad, I've just cooked this. I said, Dad, I'm going to teach you. You don't understand. I've just cooked this. That was the day my daddy fired. Never had a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mainly from Mum. Or actually, from everybody. Actually, Mum, you were right. Mama, I'm dependent on you. Tell me the truth. Mama, hold your head and say sorry. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his heart was his own. When he died. What did you see?
Fried. When he fried.
Oh, I think we've got enough. I think we've got enough here. thank you, Sean. Sean getting shot. Thank you, Sean. And I hope some of you, possibly even myself, understand a little bit more about cryptocurrency, NFTs, and wherever the fuck we're heading with all this stuff. We love you all. Spread the word. I hope to see you tomorrow night. Rockhoppers are playing at the Orient on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Don't forget that.
Yeah, and that's as free entry, and it's going to be mayhem.
Nitty gritty, Mississippi.
Same place next week. Love your work. Thanks for
joining us. I'm going to leave you my computer when I go, because obviously it's not cutting it.
You bought it. Good night, guys. We'll talk about this off air. See you later. I love you.
She just backhanded me.
Goodbye. I'm going to go. Stop streaming.
No. You're going to the slideshow.
You missed it. Wait. A minute. Transition.
Mini.
Transition.